Well, good evening, gentlemen. Solar Man here. It's a Friday night, and I've gone to the bar, but I haven't left my house. If you know what I mean, guys. No, this is just an update about my trip to McDonald's that maybe you listened to the video or not. But I went to McDonald's and drove through and got a burger, parked in their parking lot and ate the burger. But then my car wouldn't start. Just click, click, click. So I opened the hood and checked the terminals on the battery. They were fine. Just car wouldn't start. So I went to the old restaurant and saw the manager and told him that my car had broken down. And I gave him my license plate number and he said that would be fine. And I went over to the security office in this place to phone the AA because I didn't have my phone with me. And the AA arrived about an hour and a half or so later and put a new battery in my car and got it running. And so I'd been there quite a while, so I went into McDonald's and got myself a coffee and then got in my car and drove away. And that was that. Until about 3 weeks later, I got a letter through the mail saying I owed £170 for a parking fine for overstay at McDonald's. A little bit steep, yes, sure is. So I contacted McDonald's and told them the situation, and of course they sent me a reply, like an automated one almost, saying that they have no responsibility for the parking in their parking lot, because they have another company dealing with that. In other words, they wanted to wash their hands of the whole thing, although I was only there to get a burger, and through the drive-thru is their drive-thru, I guessed, and where I parked to eat the burger is theirs, but they wanted to wash their hands of the whole thing. So I told McDonald's, let's escalate this situation anyway and I'll complain about the manager, who obviously didn't do the right things and give my license plate number to somebody saying it was broken down. So anyway, there was quite a lot of back and forth sort of things, and then finally they wanted me to send them a picture of the letter I received. But finally they've sent a thing back saying they have cancelled the ticket. Not surprisingly. And I thanked them, of course, and told them that they're using a parking company that's a bit of a scam, really. Kind of reminds me of the clampers here years ago, who used to just clamp people's wheels and just charge anything to get the clamp off. I mean, let's assume you drive through, the guy drives through, he gets himself a burger. He goes into the parking lot and eats the burger. Then he dies. And of course the family and relations are very sad about the whole situation, and they have to arrange a funeral, and they also get through the mail a fine for say £170 for parking their overstay. That would really feel good. Anyway, I've got to wait and see if I receive any more letters from this parking company people, because you know how they don't give up. And I told the McDonald's people I wrote to saying that I would still have another burger from them, but I wouldn't drive my car anywhere near their places. If I can walk to the restaurant, okay. If not, forget it. So just be aware out there, people, that McDonald's has got somebody else running their parking lots. Then I guess it just reads your number plate when you go in and reads it when you go out. And if you're in there too long, it doesn't matter what the reasons are, you will get fined. And it's not just a little fine, you're going to get a real massive fine. Anyway, that was just a quick update about McDonald's. It seems to me all the great big companies are kind of losing it. And all they're going to do is lose customers. But never mind, at least it's all sorted now, the last of the old worries anyway. Well, I think they are. Who knows, the next letter through the mailbox could be, they'll double the fine if I don't pay it. You know the deal, guys. And as it's Friday night, this won't be the last video, I believe. I'm just going to check the papers, see if there's anything of interest. Oh dear. Take it easy.